I went for a hearing test. How about you? For Decipher Your Health by Marijke Vroman-Durning, September 27th, 2023. I've been writing about the importance of hearing and going for a hearing test for quite a while now, for both clients and here at Decipher Your Health. It's a topic that's finally started getting the attention it needs. The Hearing Loss Association of America reports that about 48 million adults in the U.S. live with some sort of hearing loss. Yet, only 16% of people from 20 to 69 who need hearing aids have ever used them, and only 30% of those who are 70 and older did. Both vision and hearing are essential senses, yet while 61% in the U.S. have had their eyes tested within the past few years, only 20% have gone for hearing tests. Even more concerning, while 51% of adults said they have trouble with their hearing, only 11% of them went for help. Want an even worse statistic? Of the 42% of Americans who understand that even mild hearing loss can impact their life, 56% said they would only get help if it became severe. And that is having difficulty hearing things that are around 60 to 80 decibels. So here's a list of some common sounds and their decibel levels. In the green level, we have 10 decibels, which is about normal breathing. 20 to 40 decibels is rustling leaves, whispers, and a refrigerator hum. Still in green, but starting to lean towards yellow, we have 70 to 90 decibels, which is moderate rainfall and general conversation. Yellow is 70 to 90 decibels. That's city traffic that you hear from inside the car and a blow dryer. As we head into orange, which is 100 decibels, that's an approaching subway car, a car horn, large sporting events, and even a lawnmower. Still in orange, but leaning towards red, 105 to 110 decibels, that's the maximum volume for personal music devices, loud concerts, and leaf blowers. Now in the red, we have 105 to 110 decibels, that's being too close to a siren or a plane taking off. And very red, 140 decibels, that's a firearm discharge and fireworks. Sounds in the green zones won't typically cause any harm. Yellow zones may be annoying. Orange zone can cause some damage to the hearing after about 15 minutes or so. Red zones can start causing damage in as little as 5 minutes. And hearing loss leads to other serious problems. It's obvious what happens to you if you don't see well. You crash into things, you might not be able to read signs or watch TV, you might not recognize faces. So you get glasses to fix that. But hearing loss may not have such obvious effects right away, so it's easy to miss the early signs. You may have to ask people to repeat themselves, or you might turn the sound up on your computer or television. Slowly, you may end up missing parts of conversations. If your work depends on your hearing, you might be making mistakes or missing things. You could lose your job. Or you may withdraw from social situations because you're tired of being unable to understand what's happening around you, and you fear making yourself look foolish if you misunderstand something. And finally, did you know that hearing loss can increase the risk of dementia? As you lose your hearing, you also lose your brain stimulation, either directly or through social interaction. We wrote about this in an earlier post where we explain the differences of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. So now let's talk about my experience. Since I wrote so much about hearing loss and knew I'd had difficulty hearing conversations in noisy environments for many years, I decided to practice what I preached. I had a hearing test in my early 20s because I worked with hearing impaired children. I wanted to know what they experienced when they were tested. At the time, the test showed that I had a mild loss in the upper ranges, the high-pitched sounds, but was otherwise okay. My recent test showed that I can still hear well if someone is speaking to me in a normal voice in a choir environment. Things get trickier, though, with higher pitched sounds. Interestingly, I was told that my pattern of hearing loss in both ears is typically seen in people who've had repeated exposure to loud noises. But that's not me. I hate loud noises. The recommendation was that while I technically did not have to start using hearing aids, they might help me if I did. I wondered if maybe the aids would help me realize that there were things I wasn't hearing but didn't notice. It might not be an option everywhere, but the place I chose for the aids offers a 30-day guarantee on the hearing aids. I decided to choose a pair that has Bluetooth technology. Given that I listen to my phone a lot with audiobooks, radio, and music, I was worried that whenever I would have to take out the hearing aids to put in my AirPods, I would lose one, if not both. Given how expensive the aids are, that would put a significant ding in my wallet. So I thought it made sense to get the Bluetooth ones and, although they do cost more, I wouldn't be taking them out as often, decreasing the loss risk. I should be getting them next week. The person helping me said I should go into as many different environments as possible to see how my hearing differs with the aids. I'll let you know how it goes. In the meantime, be sure to come back because I'm going to be writing a post about hearing aids themselves. I'll discuss the aids, how they work, costs, and other issues involved in using them. And now our disclaimer. The information in this blog is provided as an information and educational resource only. It is not to be used or relied upon for diagnostic or treatment purposes. The blog does not represent or guarantee that its information is applicable to a specific patient's care or treatment. The educational content in this blog is not to be interpreted as medical advice from any of the authors or contributors. It is not to be used as a substitute for treatment or advice from a practicing physician or other healthcare professional.